Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the most reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 86 for shouldidrinkthat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right, brother. I'm trying to manage, Spoon.
I'm trying to manage the cameras. Well, for some reason, they're not. They're not. Why won't it? There we go. Okay, see, for some reason it was stuck on my camera.
Yeah, he's knocking his camera around, man. He's breaking shit. What are you doing?
Yeah, see, now it's going back and forth like it should. Anyways, well, if you're just listening to the audio show, that means we didn't do good on the video, so you really don't know what we're talking about.
Or we released both. I don't know.
Yeah. We could do both very easily.
For our, you know, car audio listeners on the way to work kind of a thing.
Yes.
I think that might be a good idea for you peeps. But, dude... So,
what you think of my mustache?
It's looking like a porn stash, dude. Look who you're talking to. Come on, you're gonna compare mustaches.
I'm going with the Uncle Rico look from Napoleon Dynamite. Because you know I could throw a football over a mountain.
I still have that biker Satanist look, skinhead kind of thing going.
Well, mine's for raising money for charity, so I actually shaved off the goatee. Which I have not had a bare face like this since, 8 years ago.
I can't even do that, Spoon, because if I shaved this off, it would literally grow back in like 2 days. So there wouldn't really be much of a point to it.
Yeah, this beautiful mustache here took me 14. So.
Yeah, I've had this mustache since I was in like 7th grade, man. My facial hair.
I can't grow a mustache.
He's king.
I'll grow a beard and like the rest of it. Is goatee and everything fine, but the mustache never comes in.
Yeah, see, I can't really grow a beard unless I let it grow out for like 2 or 3 years. I mean, I could shave over here on the side of my face and on my cheeks with a lighter.
that wouldn't get much.
It's like instant goatee for me, right down my neck, you know, one of those deals. But anyway, we digress.
So what beers do we have? What are we doing? What are we drinking tonight?
I've been traveling again, you know that. And my travels have rewarded us greatly. Not only did I hit a bunch of places while I was down in Jacksonville, Florida, I hit some great restaurants while I was down there. Hit a place called The Brick. Had some awesome 16-ounce steak there.
Ooh.
There's a really cool gastro pub called Kickbacks. Amazing. And it's in Jacksonville. I think it's the Riverside area, they call it. My first day down there, we're just walking down the street. I accidentally ran into Bold City Brewing Company and Intuition Ale Works. That was a happy accident for Bold City because that was their 4th year anniversary party when I was there. Just kind of happened to stumble it right on it. There's like 300 people out in the parking lot, and they had like, you know, barbecue and giving out beers. Man, it was great. At Bold City, I mean, it was so packed. I only had a chance to have one of their beers, and that was their Bold City Chinook. It was an IPA that they were offering up. It was really, really good.
Sounds like you picked the perfect time to be venturing down there.
It couldn't have been any better, man. It was great. When I was there, I got the chance to. There's some honorable mentions that I didn't really get a chance to visit them, but I had some of their beers at the local restaurants. I think they're around the Jacksonville area as well. Pinglehead Brewing Company.
Pinglehead.
It's like Pinglehead, yeah, P-I-N-G-L-E. They have this, like, wicked evil clown logo thing going. for their logo. But anyway, had their Moon Dance Stout, which was amazing. When I was at Intuition, I had their on tap. I mean, they had tons of beers on tap at Intuition. It was, I bet maybe 15 offerings, 10 to 15 offerings, somewhere on in there. And I got a chance to try their Oktoberfest, their Stout, and their Double IPA while I was on premises there. And they're kind of like a really small grassroots kind of brewery, kind of like you'd see East End Brewing here.
Okay.
You know, real tiny. I think actually East End's outgrown that size by now. There's a restaurant we hit called Ragtime Brewing Company. I had their all their little samplers, and the one that stuck out to me was the Ragtime A Strange Stout is what they call it, A period Strange Stout. And then last, I just want to pimp the Island Girl Cigar Bar.
Island Girl Cigar Bar.
Yes. It was another great place we hit. Little cigar bar there with a humidor and all craft beers and some wines. It was a really, really cool place. So I want to give them a shout out as well.
Basically something we'll probably never see in Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah, probably not. No. It's a real tiny little place. You know, had the leather lounge chairs and stuff for the cigars and ashtrays, all that. It was really cool. I had a great trip, dude. I had a lot of good beers, a lot of good food, and I brought some back for us, man, of course.
And I love this first one.
Holy mackerel, why do you love it?
Because it is the holy mackerel.
Dun, dun, dun. Before we get started on this beer, I do have one more thing to pimp, and I kind of wanted to wait until we started these beers. I met some great people when we were down all that, with the Intuition Ale Works, Bold City Brewing, and all that. I found a little beer store. When I got to the hotel when I first got down to Jacksonville, the first thing I looked up was, where's the beer? So I found this little six-pack shop or beer store called Beer 30, a craft beer emporium. They've only been open since, May of this year, so they're really, really fresh. It's a small little six-pack shop, but they have a great selection, a lot of good beers there. The people that work there are amazing. They kind of point us in a few other directions, like to kickbacks and things like that. But if you're ever in Jacksonville and you want to look for some beers to send home or whatnot, go visit the guys at Beer 30. They are actually on King Street, like I said, near Intuition Ale Works in Bold City. It's 1271 King Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32204. So, yeah, if you're ever down that area, give them a shout. Tell them, should I drink that? Said hello.
That sounds like a fantastic plan.
Excuse me. Yeah, they were really good people, man. So,
you know what's weird with the fact that we're doing this with Google Hangouts and everything now?
What's that?
Is with these headphones on, I'm hearing all these random noises in my house I'd never heard before.
Yeah.
So I need to go check stuff out.
Are those new headphones?
No, these are my old ones, but I just heard something fall in the basement. So
supersonic.
So here's what we're gonna do.
I think you'll be fine. Let it go.
Well, no, it's not like something fell. So I
let it fall.
I have beer down there. I want to make sure it's not that.
I'll hum the Jeopardy theme until you get back.
So here's what we could do. tell everyone about the brewery. And a little bit about the beer, and I'll be back in 5 seconds.
You got it, man.
I just want to make sure my beer didn't fall.
Because hurry back, honey.
I'm pissed. Okay. Take it over, sick puppy.
Dude. Holy mackerel. This is a brewery that was actually founded in Florida, small batch beers. Just to give them a little shout out, big, bold, flavorful beer created by a Fort Lauderdale area native. An award-winning brewer of the Sam Adams World Homebrew Contest of 1996. Although it was originally founded and brewed in Florida, or in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, I guess the beers are now brewed with friends of theirs at a small batch brewery in Greenville, South Carolina. They don't say who that is, but looks like it's contract brewed now out of Greenville, South Carolina. They claim these beers are fine sipping beers meant to be savored, not rushed. Vintage dated and suitable for aging and designed to pair well with many fine foods. So we'll see about that. They have several different beers. We're doing one on the show here. I did have a couple of others. The Holy Mackerel Panic Attack Belgian Style. from 2012, and also the Holy Mackerel Special Golden Ale from 2012, which, you know, I'm going to do those on my own because Spoon doesn't have those two. No. So we're going to stick right now with the Holy Mackerel Mac in Black, Imperial Black Ale. And Spoon's back.
I found out what happened.
What'd you break?
Apparently, somebody in my house has started decorating for Christmas.
Oh, Christmas shit falling down.
Yeah. I am not going to be taking this camera down in the basement. You don't want to see what it looks like.
Yeah, no.
Now, okay, we do have our tree up already. It's lit and everything. And the stockings are up, but nothing outside is up.
It's not even freaking Thanksgiving yet.
Thank you.
What the hell?
I didn't do it.
But it does look nice. I don't decorate.
It does look nice in here. I'll give her that. Man, I went downstairs, and it was like one of the Christmas things fell. I'm like, son of a bitch. Look
at least it wasn't your beer. Who cares? We're good.
What's happening is she's swapping around what's on one end of the basement to the other end.
Yeah.
And I looked, I'm like, where's my beer? Where's my beer? I don't see my beer down here. And then it's like back in this little corner, so.
Nice. Well, at least it's protected.
Yes. I still have a little bit of the pumpkin beers left that I brewed, so.
Oh, nice.
Anyways, let's drink some beer.
Yes, this is the Holy Mackerel Winter Seasonal Mac in Black, Imperial Black Ale. It's 8% by volume. And this is actually fermented with pomegranate juice. I thought that was pretty interesting. Look at you cracking yours open already.
Holy shit. Okay, this thing.
It's carbonated.
Be very, very careful opening this.
I'm going to pour that in my snifter glass, I think.
Yeah, this isn't going to work in my Sam Adams.
Yeah, that's right. Switching up glasses, pouring it slow. Yeah, this is very, very carbonated.
In fact, I'm
pouring mine pretty slow.
I do stand corrected. It's my Sam Adams glass that was taken from Red Lobster.
Red Lobster. Permanently borrowed, you mean, right?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah, see, if you pour it slow in a sniffer glass, it doesn't foam up whatsoever.
I would like to give a
nice three-finger head on it, though.
A quick thank you to tonight's sponsor, Bocktown Beer and Grill. We really didn't get money or anything, but I'm wearing their shirt, and I happen to have their bottle opener. So, hey.
Yeah, you're pimping it.
You're now officially sponsoring our show.
I'm just wearing a shirt with Satan on it. Surprise.
You can send us a check later, Miss Dilla.
Yeah, you too, Satan.
Bocktown.com. Okay. Yeah, I seriously need a different glass because this is not going to work.
All right, man. This is a dark-ass beer. I mean, it's an Imperial Black.
I don't have a snifter anymore. I busted my other one.
Wow. Yeah, I got tons of snifters here, man. I'll give you some.
I think I might have
this
one.
This thing has an amazing aroma to it.
I got a Chimay one.
Nice. It says a...
And yes, I know it's Chimay.
It says it had a good three-finger head on it, but it dissipated pretty quick, to be expected, I guess.
I got a brandy sniffer.
Just grab a glass.
I'm trying to find something. Now, if I was a Cicerone...
Cicerone.
I would know that I would not wash this, or I would have to clean this right away with a damp towel with no soap.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's okay. Let's try this in a sniffer. See what happens. Oh, now see, no, it's doing it on this one too. I think somebody shook up my bag.
What'd you do? Shake up your beer?
I think somebody did. Well, the other one's starting to.
Yeah, mine poured fine. So, I think you're just being too aggressive with your pours.
I'm going very. You know what? Now that some of it's out, it's actually going really smooth.
Yeah, and it's a deep, dark black beer, man.
That is holy shit.
Nice, look at that. Like medium brown, fluffy head to it. That like mine receded, but
this is nice.
Nice lacing to it too, man.
Holy shit! It's foaming up like Duval.
Yeah, yours is foamy.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
That was all foam.
I'll say,
look at this thing. It's like blowing up.
It's like a root beer float, man. What'd you do?
Mm.
Yeah, that's yours is definitely over medium carbonation, that's for sure.
It won't stop. Like, I only put beer up here, and then all of a sudden the whole thing just went.
Put your finger in it. Put your greasy finger in it.
Wait, what was that? What was the trick that you learned in college? You go like, eh?
Yeah, yeah. The oil from your skin. Stick your finger down in there.
Oh, that's kind of wicked.
Wow, I kind of get the pomegranate. I mean, it's not up front, but you get that fruity finish to the end of it. So I think that's what the pomegranate lends it to.
It actually looks like once you take some of that the foam off the top, the head off the top.
I don't know.
It actually looks like it looks like Coke. Like Coca-Cola. Like when it's, you know, when you pour it in.
Ooh,
there.
I would say mine's much darker than that.
Well, because mine's going. No, I meant the head. Like.
Oh, yeah, the head. Yeah.
The action.
That light brown kind of fizziness to it, right?
Hmm.
Wow. It's a little bit sour. It's got a little sour pungency to it. But not overpowering, because you know I hate sour beers. And again, I think that may be the pomegranate kicking in.
Yeah, I like that this is starting to become a recognized style of beer.
With the black ale?
The black IPA.
Yeah, a lot of people still aren't on board with it, but I love it. And this one's a little bit different, like I said, because it's brewed with the pomegranate, fermented with pomegranate.
I like the pomegranate juice in it, though.
Yeah. I think it gives it that sourness, in the front, but then that fruity finish in the back.
So
it's nice, man.
It's a beer mullet.
Yeah, it is. It's a beer mullet. That's kind of insulting to the beer, though, really.
We'll play some IROC.
You can get that kind of like
IROC for you.
Yeah. Like some roasted malts with that, like chocolate notes a little bit.
I was just thinking, like if you put chocolate in
dark
that?
Fruits kind of thing. Yeah, a little bit of chocolate.
Dude, a hint of chocolate would make this freaking unbelievable.
It's almost like a chocolate-covered cherry, but not quite. You know what I mean? I would get that description if somebody told me that.
I'm not getting the it would be chocolatey as much as it's like a coffee.
Right, yeah. Like a roasty coffee, chocolatey cherry thing going on there.
If you took a coffee bean and you stuck a cherry in it.
Wow.
Still wouldn't taste like that, but I'm just trying to get a visual here because Wow, this thing is so active.
Maybe a little licorice in that as well, but not so much.
Dude, the carbonation in this thing is so active. And even once it's settled, I could just see it.
Yeah, mine didn't do that at all, man.
It might be the fact that I'm using the super amped Sam Adams Red Lobster glass.
I poured mine gentle and slow. Did it. Had about a three-finger head to it.
This is why I need to get a webcam that I can move around, because I need to show you what's in here, and if I tip it, it's going to go right on my keyboard.
Yeah, exactly. We had that problem on our very first show. I remember us doing that. We were hammered.
That was fun. Almost seven years ago.
Yeah. Oh, good times.
Don't get the tequila on my keyboard. I'll have to take it to IT and get it. Oh, wait, I am IT.
So I guess this isn't a brewery that you can go visit since they're, you know, outsourcing it to a place in Greenville, South Carolina, but available all through Florida, I assume.
It's not bad. I mean, I dig this. I really dig this beer. I like the pomegranate is definitely what sets it apart.
Oh, this actually is available in Pennsylvania, in the Philadelphia and vicinity area.
Don't get started with what Philadelphia gets and we don't.
I know. I mean, you can actually get Holy Mackerel, obviously, in Florida. North Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Pennsylvania, and Massachusetts.
Now, see, normally I would say, you know what, Philadelphia gets the craft beers, we get the Stanley Cups. But
hey, now.
But since there's no hockey this year, I really feel like ass about that, so... Now I just don't like Philly at all.
Yeah, there is no hockey, damn it.
Well, it doesn't look like it. There isn't any yet.
Damn it.
This is good.
Yeah, what do you think of this one, man? Overall, I love it.
I missed it. Did you say how much it was?
I don't remember. They're not that expensive. I know that. I don't think they're any more than $3 a bottle, maybe four.
Now, is that Florida currency or American?
That's Floridian.
Floridian. Because I know they have their own kind of their own government down there, and
yeah, the artwork's pretty cool on these as well. We'll have to take some snappy shots.
I take it that's what a mackerel looks like. I have never seen a mackerel before.
Yeah, if you look at the special gold now, the girl mackerel's on the special gold now. I don't know if you guys can see that. Who's watching the video? But
oh, check that out.
See, there's the golden ale. And the holy mackerel label there.
Because I'm Mac in black.
For the Mac in black. Get it, Mac? Mackerel? Get it?
Yep.
Yeah, overall, great beer, dude. I don't think I could drink more than maybe two of these in one night, though, because it's pretty heavy duty.
See, well, that's the one thing I like about black ales. Is that you can't really have too many of them. It's something like you get home from work and you just want to chill and have a beer.
That's
one of the styles I go into.
Like fireside beers.
When you're going to sit down and have a chat with the president and you got your smoking jacket on and your slippers, or you want to have a beverage in your snifter.
And your baseball bat.
Is it Vaynerchuk who says that? Little sniffy sniff?
Little sniffy sniff. He doesn't do shows anymore, does he?
I don't know.
Gary Vaynerchuk.
And if you buy one of his books, he has it phonetically on the front cover.
I know. Yeah, I bet he does.
Yeah, he does. I own two of them.
Not a wine guy, but I enjoyed his shows, man. He was. He did it right.
I'd suggest one book. The other book, no.
Oh, really?
Crush It.
Awesome book. Not good.
Freaking awesome book. Oh. I loved it. I was so pumped after reading it.
Follow-up book, kind of a review of the first book.
The Thank You Economy, or Thank You, yeah. No.
No. Noted.
If you're a marketing person with no social or IT background, it's probably a book for you. I read it like
Social Media for Dummies kind of a thing.
I don't know. It's just I couldn't get into it. I mean, I read the whole thing. I read it cover to cover.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of it. Just I don't know. Maybe it's because I was a snarky IT guy for 15 years.
Yeah, exactly. I think we're kind of biased in that respect, dude. Yeah.
And we generally just didn't have a like for markety talk.
Markety talk.
And I mean, now I've worked in that for the last 4 years, and I'm right like, every time I hear someone mention buzzwords or shit, I go, fuck.
Like cloud computing. It's called rental equipment, motherfucker.
Right now, the big thing is everyone's trying to say, well, why don't you just Instagram it? I'm like, do you know what Instagram is? Do you realize the concept of that, where you take a picture and it uploads it? No, you don't. If you did, you wouldn't be saying that.
Indeed.
Oh. I have to be on a panel next year. It's like early spring. I'm going to be on a panel talking to everyone at my company about social media.
Oh.
And how not to be stupid on it.
Right. Yeah.
Because
don't be an ass.
Because people are doing dumb things on there, and I need to tell them to stop.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir there.
Yeah, and I get to go talk to a bunch of college students about it, too, in like 2 weeks.
Don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid. Let me tell you why. Here's what I see. The guy with the creepy mustache, the creeper that's talking to you, he sees everything that you do.
Yeah. The guy that looks like Sick Puppy probably has a warrant and a van. You need to stay away from him.
He's got a red van with white lettering and no windows.
No windows. I'm living in a van down by the river.
But it's got beautiful shag carpeting in it.
Wow. Dude, this is a sipper. I might actually set this one aside for now.
See, the difference is you're off tomorrow and I'm not.
Yeah.
So I'm throwing this one back.
Nice. All right, man. Cheers. Cheers to that, then. Oh. Wow, you're chugging that? Holy shit.
I really didn't have that much left. It's the glass that makes it look like it's more full than
real. Still, yeah, it's true. Yeah, but fuck, dude. That's a rough beer to chug, man.
there really wasn't that much left. Craft beer purists are going, what the hell is he doing? And you know why? You know why I can do
one
rebel
giant
stuff like that?
In the end of the Sam Adams glass.
I can do rebel stuff like that now because I have a mustache.
Mustache. Not like this one, man. Not like this one. Hey, ready for the next beer, man?
Do you want to take it in the can?
Yes and no.
You see what I did there?
Indeed.
It's a good thing I have extra glassware here, too.
Yeah, dude, I got too much, actually. Some of these might be SIDT prizes soon. Slightly used goblet.
Slightly used. It's all yours.
Yeah, I do need to clean house. A little bit about that. All right, dude, what we got next? You know, full disclaimer, I've already had these two beers before because I drank a shitload of them down in Jacksonville, but I'm sharing them with you.
Or have an intuition ale works. People's pale ale.
Yeah, the people's pale ale. Really cool artwork on these cans, by the way.
But simple yet cool. On this can, it says victory.
Yes.
And I think there's some people in Downingtown or out by Philly that are going to be pissed. Is that where victory's at? Downingtown?
Yeah, they moved. I don't remember anymore.
I can't pronounce half the cities that are
out. Let's do a victory show and find out.
Half the beers or half the cities that are out there in west or eastern PA. I can't get my directions. I'm not going to try to pronounce it. Because I'm a lazy-ass western PA guy.
Before I forget, I almost forgot to do this earlier. For Beer 30, the store in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Simple website. They're new, you know, but it's beer30jax.com. Beer30jax.com. So if you want to check them out. And then for Holy Mackerel, it's simply holymackerelbeers.com. Okay.
I am awesome. It is Downington, PA.
Let's continue.
I just double checked it is Downington.
Nice.
That's like one of the few breweries I can remember because
check here.
I love the Golden Monkey. Obsessed.
Yeah, you drink a lot of the Golden Monkey, dude. I must say.
$12.49 for a 6-pack of Belgian triple that will kick you in the face.
And it's delicious.
It's very delicious. So when Spoon's drinking that, it's because he wants to forget things.
Yeah, right on.
Okay. So let's
speaking of delicious, let's do some people's pale ale. I'm curious to know what you think of this one because I have my own opinion on the pale ale.
Well, this is their flagship beer,
yes.
Which is American style pale ale that was inspired by the hoppy pale ales of the West Coast.
Yes.
There's some news for you. We're on the East Coast, inspired by the West Coast. Features two row malted barley and two caramel malts. Magnum hops for bittering and the traditional pale ale hops of. Ooh, there's Cascade in this. I like that. For flavoring.
Willamette and Cascade.
Willamette, yes. And crisp citrus aromas. It's 5.3 ABVs.
Yeah, it's sessiony. It's a pale ale.
ABV.
And listen to that. We got cans. And I like that this small of a little brewery is doing cans. I love that.
That was creepy.
Oh, well, you're not foaming over again, are you?
No, I'm not foaming over, but when I popped the top, there was one little ball of foam in there just bouncing around. I'm like, there's something in my beer. And then it dissipated. So
there's a tear in my beer. This has a really nice golden pale ale color to it. It's a really pretty beer, I thought. Very nicely carbonated. Got the bubbles. Small head to it.
Oh, I don't like the smell.
It's got that pale ale aroma to it, you know? I think this is more of a summer style beer for me, per se, but don't go by the smell, dude. And just remember, it's a pale ale, so, I mean, most pale ales to me are pretty on par with this.
Smells like tomatoes.
Smells like adjunct.
Oh, sweet Jesus, that's smooth.
Yeah, see?
Oh, that's good.
It's nice, huh? Got that little bit of bitterness to it, citrusy. On the end, I like it.
I'm getting the citrus. The only thing I don't like is the nose.
Yeah, it's a little... But again, to me, you know, I don't go to pale ales a lot, and a lot of the just straight up pale ales, they all smell that way to me.
Oh, see, this is what I already know. They get definite props for their cans because
they're great cans, man.
Look at all the information. If I can do this without getting a glare from my screen, there's a ton of information. So they got the yeast that they use, the hops, and the grains. Basically, they're saying we're going to tell you how to make our beer.
Pretty much.
But see, the thing is, they use house yeast, so you can't do that.
Yeah,
well, you could have your own house yeast.
I'm sure we could find out. And there's only 28 IBUs in this bad boy too, so it's a nice pale ale. Typical of the style.
For some reason,
well, I wouldn't shouldn't say that. It's a little hoppier.
I can't stop focusing on the part of the can that says may cause birth defects.
Oh yeah, that's every damn label. It says, go with your intuition. Yeah, these guys are great. Like I said, when we passed up Bold City Brewing there and their little party, we walked down to Intuition Ale Works, and they were having some kind of trivia night thing going on. So I just sat at the bar and sampled a shitload of beer. These guys are at intuitionaleworks.com, and they're in Jacksonville, Florida as well, right on King Street, right with the other guys. You can email them at beer@intuitionale.com. Excuse me. And these guys are pretty young too, Spoon. I mean, they're canning beer already, and they only started in 2010.
Wait, it started in 2010. They're already canning?
Yeah, 2010.
Who's got the money in that family?
Ben Davis started that. Yeah, I mean, they do a small batch. I'm not sure what the financials are, but. And they say their mission is to create quality, flavorful, and creative beers in a wide range of styles. And they do. I mean, they have a ton more on tap than I've ever seen on the shelves. So, you know, it pays to actually go to the brewery, the brew pub, and check them out there. And they're distributed in Northeast and Central Florida. And speaking of Can Spoon.
Yes.
Glad you brought that up.
I'm not dancing for you.
No. And in February 2012, they became the very first craft brewery in the state of Florida to can their beers. So that's cool. And they're currently canning three of them, the flagship's People's Pale Ale, the John Boat Coastal Ale, which I did not try when I was down there, and the I-10 IPA. And like I said, they also brew a host of draft-only small batch specialties, and they were amazing.
I have to give them credit.
I had their Oktoberfest, their double IPA, and their stout.
This is turning out a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's a good beer. It's surprising because I went into it thinking, it's a pale ale, they're boring, blah, whatever. But I think the hop profile on this really sold me on it, and it's like you said earlier, it's really, really smooth.
It's smooth. I like I definitely like the hop character to this. It says that it's really subtle with the malt, which
I think it is.
I can pick it up slightly. It's
not
too bad.
I get more hops than anything else.
Yeah, it's not too bad, but it's, you know what, I don't know. I'm warming up to it. I wasn't crazy about the aroma, but it's I've had it a little bit.
It's the style, but it's a little bit beefier, I would say. A little more malty than normal, but not much. But a lot more hoppy than a normal pale ale, that's for sure. But it still falls in with that style. It's not overly bitter at all. At least I don't think so. But, yeah, it's a nice drinkable beer, man. I know some of the guys I was with down there didn't really care for it, but they're the BMC kind of drinkers, so I didn't really hold their opinion too highly.
And you know what? It's with the low alcohol that there is on it, too, it does make it a nice session beer.
Oh, yeah, it's a great session beer.
It's something that you could probably pick quite a few of.
Yes, oh, yeah, and I've proven that. I had a lot.
You want to know what's trippy right now, too?
What's that?
Just testing out the feed, I'm watching us on the other machine that I have here. I'm watching our live show. And now I'm talking. There's about a 15-second delay, I think there is, between it, and your graphics and everything on your side looks fantastic, and
of course,
looks
because I'm pretty. We need to get you a new camera, man. I'm on the HD cam.
Yeah, but it's not just the camera. It's the lower thirds and everything, too.
Yeah, it might have something to do with that, your camera feed as well. I don't know.
Who knows?
We'll iron all that out. Cheers, man.
Yes, cheers. Definitely a good beer.
Yeah, great beer.
I like
Love it.
I got a lot.
Just wish they, you know, distributed more, but they are small batch, so to be expected. Local attraction. But, you know, if you're ever in the Jacksonville area, definitely hit them up. Shove some in your suitcase and share it with your friends back home.
So since you've been traveling so much, what are the rules or regulations for bringing alcohol back on airplanes? Because we know we actually get this question a lot from people.
Well, it depends on the airline, but overall, just because of 9/11, there is no more carrying any liquids over 3 ounces on your carry-on. You can't do that.
But you could still stow it underneath.
Yes. I obviously, you know, been doing my research because I have been traveling a lot lately. And from what I've read, most airlines, if not all of them, allow 7 liters or less on your check baggage, or in your check baggage, I should say. Which, that's a shitload of 12-ounce bottles and cans, dude.
That is.
That's a ton of beer. You put like a case of beer in your carry-on and still be okay. I mean, will one of the guys maybe bitch? Who knows? You know, but I mean, I've carried, what did I do? I had a 6-pack of cans in my check baggage the last time. They didn't say a word. Might help if you shove it in with your dirty laundry, because they won't want to touch it after that.
That may or may not have been what I did when I came back from St. Lucia.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You brought beers back from that too. Yeah.
Well, I brought back a lot of liquor.
Yeah. Yeah.
I brought back a couple beers and liquor too when I was over in Sweden.
But
that one, they were like, they didn't give a shit.
Well, that's international. That's actually a lot more acceptable and a lot different because you're not paying state taxes.
Yeah.
International.
The guy I talked to said, here's the deal. Checks. He's like, if you want to make sure you keep stuff safe, he's like, get bottles of liquor, wrap them up in clothes, and stick them in your bag.
Yeah.
He's like, if you want to buy,
you'll be fine.
Because I told him I want to get beer, and this is back like when we were at episode 9 or 10 or something like that.
Oh yeah, I remember
with Dan the beer man, or the bar man, and I asked him about bringing beer back, and he's like, yeah. He goes, you're gonna have to probably check that in under the plane. He goes, I can't guarantee you that beer's gonna make it back because they're gonna have to see it. I'm like, so what you're telling me is somebody's going to take my beer? He's like, yeah, probably.
You know, I've known people that had their beer confiscated, and the last person I know did that had an entire box of beer, like 12 giant bottles, and they're like, no, but they kept it all. So, you know,
yeah,
I think it's up to the airline's discretion, really, you know, but legally it's 7 liters or less checked baggage. Yeah, I wouldn't dare try and sneak one on a carry-on these days. You probably won't get on the flight.
They'll jump your ass.
They will question you, pull you aside, and whatnot. Let's see, a thumbs up to the People's Pale Ale?
I like it. I'll have to, I'd say thumbs up to that.
Sweet.
It's not bad. I'm not too much of just like a straight pale ale fan.
I'm not either, but this is good because it is that. It does have that little bit of difference to it. Again, I keep reiterating that, you know, it's typical to the style, but it's really not. I mean, it screams pale ale, but there's a little twist to it.
Let's just put it this way. If someone gave it to me to drink, I wouldn't turn it down.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
It's
That's another reason
that
I like cans too, dude. If I'm going to put beers in my suitcase to take home, I'm more confident and comfortable putting canned beer in my luggage than a glass bottle. So,
oh, absolutely.
Everyone should start canning beers. Damn it.
Everyone should do it in the can.
And no, they shouldn't.
Because the jokes just don't stop.
Like hard cock ale, remember that?
Oh, Erie Brewing, why have you forsaken me?
Hard cock. All right, you ready to step it up a notch?
I could. Why don't you introduce this next one?
Oh, well, let me acquire it momentarily.
Oh, so you got to go all the way over to your kitchen.
Yeah, I have to get take it. One step sideways.
I actually brought them into the room with me so that our good, faithful viewers, all one of them that are watching us right now.
Yeah, that's me.
Since we didn't advertise we were doing this tonight.
Yeah, we're flying by the seat of our pants. What do you want? All right, man. Now, this one I had, like I said, I've had both of these before, but this one I really, really love. The pale ale, the people's pale ale I like. Mm-hmm. This next one I love.
You love it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. This is the I-10 IPA. The West Coast comes to Jack's with this extremely hoppy, true India pale ale. The two-row malted barley and caramel malt come to life with a shit ton. Well, they have it censored as question mark, at symbol, exclamation point, number.
And but a shit ton of Northwest hops. At the same second, too.
These four, actually four different hops during the brewing process, and they also dry hop. It's music to your nose. And I don't remember, what is the ABV on this spoon? 6.75, so it's a little bit above a session beer, but not too dangerous. Surprisingly, only 55 IBUs for that many hops. It's Columbus, Summit, Cascade, and Centennial. And their house yeast, obviously. So let me crack this open.
I have to give them, you know what, this, it looks like the cans took a little bit of a ding on my side.
Yeah, I think I got them out of the store like that, actually. They were in six-pack form on the shelf at the gas station where I picked them up. Yeah, shocker. You can get good craft beer at a gas station in Jacksonville, Florida. Oh, it's even pouring this out. The aroma of this beer is amazing.
But don't try doing that in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. That's all going
to be. Well, actually, you can. There's a growler station at the one Sunoco out by Philly.
Yeah, that's true, but it's the other side of the state, and so I don't really care.
Holy wow.
Nice. That aroma, huh? Nice, huh? This is their West Coast IPA.
Mm-hmm. Now, if Google can just come up with Smell-O-Vision to go with Hangouts.
Yeah, right on.
I think we might be set.
Get that explosive, resiny hop aroma.
Oh, man.
It's a nice copper-colored ale. Really good carbonation on mine. Cheers, man. I love this beer.
You know what's funny? When you did that, I could see my reflection in the glass.
In the glass?
In your screen seat? I'm right there.
Okay. Ah, that's creepy. Cheers, bro. Oh.
You know what's even cooler? It's when you go like this. And then you did it at the same time and you pulled it away. It looked like you were passing me a glass of beer.
it's video magic. Oh, my God, that's a good beer. It's a great IPA, man.
Whoa, internets, here we go.
The people listening to the audio are really confused right now.
It's not bad. Very crisp.
Oh, very crisp.
Which
yeah,
I wasn't expecting.
It's very resiny.
I can see resiny.
Yeah, it's got that sticky resiny thing to it. I kind of wish I would have had a chance to try the John boat. Maybe if I ever get back down there, I will.
Okay, there's some serious lingering hops after that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It sticks in your mouth, dude. Yeah,
it's like candy.
Yeah, exactly. It definitely stays with you.
Wow.
It's another beer they had, too, Injunction Ale I didn't get to try. And they all have a black rye ale called Shotgun Shack.
Shotgun Shack.
Shotgun Shack Black Rye Ale.
Any relation to Shaquille O'Neal?
The Love Shack? And yeah, dude, I mean, amazing IPA. Even tastes better when sunny Florida around the palm trees and shit. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I did get some contact information from them while I was down there. And we probably, hopefully, once I get a hold of them, I'd like to set up a show with them and just talk about their brewery and their history a bit and talk more about their beers and what they do and their plans for the future, man. Cause, you know, I'm a big fan of Intuition Aleworks. They do amazing things. And what if you ever go there, keep in mind, like, you're going to walk into the brewery up this little, warehouse steps. What I didn't see until I was leaving and I had to ask was when you're leaving the brewery, there's a gray metal door with shit written on the front of it, kind of like East End was here. And that is like a little bar, tasting room, and gift shop in a completely separate building off to the side. So keep an eye out for that. It's not just the brewery. They have like tables, sit-down tables, and a bar area, which is pretty cool.
And you're right across the street from a school.
Yeah, right across the street from Bolt City Brewing Company and a bunch of other kick-ass places. Cheers, bro. Here's the IPA of the
good
evening.
Good stuff.
Yeah, big fan. Do you like those resiny kind of hops, Spoon? Or
reminds me of back in the day when I didn't have a screen on my pipe and.
I mean, it's pretty.
No, different resin. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I like this.
I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. It's unique. It's different. You know, it's not the same old beer everybody else is spitting out.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Is this isn't like any other beer that I've had recently. Definitely not like a beer that I've had actually probably in the last year or so. It's very good IPA. It's crisp. It's the resiny thing. I'm trying to get used to it.
Well, that resiny thing. I don't want to compare it to a Dogfish 120, but it kind of has that connotation to it.
Oh, I don't get
that sticky resiny hops. Oh, well, it was nowhere near as boozy or heavy. No, I'm just talking about the sticky resin.
I wouldn't know. You always make me chug it when we have one.
Of course. Why would I not? Are you silly?
Because people on the internet want to watch that.
But yeah, Intuition Aleworks, amazing brewery, really cool people.
Columbus,
had a blast when I was
Summit,
down there.
Cascade and Centennial Hop.
Yes.
Wow, that is a nice that's like the four horsemen of the hopocalypse.
Of the hopulips. By that hopulips, that sounds weird. But I even got an Intuition hat when I was down there. Yay.
Well, at least you got a hat. Did they give it to you, or did you buy it?
Oh, I supported. I bought. They also have work shirts. I need to get one of those.
I definitely like this.
Yeah, it's great, man.
I'm trying to get over the resin thing. Like, it's just.
I love that, though.
It's in my head.
That's a good thing, man. I'm a big fan of that. Sticky resiny hops. But, yeah, dude, so far, I mean, we've had kind of three different complete styles here, so we can't really side-by-side these and judge, you know? And we've had that amazing black ale from Holy Mackerel with the pomegranate versus a pale ale and an IPA. So I think our palates are quite wrecked by now.
No, what's going to happen next?
Exactly. See, that's called a segue.
That's called I freaking hate you because I didn't know I didn't realize you were doing that until I saw the notes.
Yay, dude! It's made by the. Oh wait, we'll get into that in a second.
I'm gonna vomit. That one. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I don't know what's gonna happen.
But you know me. You know what I like. All right.
Yeah, you like the taste of assholes in your mouth.
People are like, what the hell are they going to drink next? Jesus.
Well, you are Satan.
Worship me. All right, let me get that bad boy out of the fridge.
So you know what? That would add to the whole experience with Google Hangouts is if they would have...
Smell-o-vision?
Not smell-o-vision. No, but the if they would give you that the mixer effects, like you could go in there and change shit up.
Right on. That would live be mixing.
Because I mean, when
DJ Chick Puppy in his house.
When you think about it, we've pretty much eliminated most of our recording equipment because of Google Hangouts.
Because of this, yeah. I mean, the only time we're ever going to need that hardware again is like doing the big tap-in coming up. And in Steel City Big Pool.
April 40th. April 20th. 4/20/13.
April 40th.
Threave machinery.
What dimension do you live in? That's weird.
I like the pretty life.
Wow. All right, man.
You know the movie reference?
Yes.
What?
No. I'm just lying.
The Crow.
Oh, yeah.
The crazy
Holy shit.
The crazy
shit. Too long ago.
I like the pretty life.
I don't remember that at all.
No, she's it's the crazy bitch that cuts out eyes.
Hey, you're a crazy bitch. Dude, do you have the next beer ready? I'm excited.
I'm also still a little scared. Kind of drinking this other one.
No. I'm
trying to enjoy it because I know what the hell's going to happen next.
You want to finish that up while I introduce it?
You should because, oh, man, when I read the description, when I read the show notes.
You have to get your shit together and ready for this one, huh?
I'm going to have to stay away from Open Flames.
So there's a beer that I really, really wanted. I can't get. And you know, I made some arrangements. Had sent to me, but that all went. But
thanks, Leon.
Yeah. Well, never gave me his address, so you know, excuse me. Leon, what are you doing?
I haven't seen Leon in a while. I haven't seen him in the chats.
There's something we should explain.
Something we do need to explain to people really quick.
Yeah, we should get into the Google Hangout tonight after this. Actually, that reminds me,
Thursday night. I mean, obviously, we're big fans of the Google Hangout. On Thursday nights, there's Thursday Night Beer Chat, where it's like all these craft beer fans finally just got so pissed off enough at Beer Advocate and everything else, they said, we got to find somewhere else to go, so they all came to Google Hangouts.
Yeah.
So on Thursday nights, a lot of us get together, and we do what you're hearing now. We drink beer, and we talk about it.
We talk beer.
And people have started trading beers, and it's becoming a really cool community. Like, I talk to these guys not just about beer but other stuff now, so I'm making some really, like, cool friends.
It's a cool connection, man. It's a good community.
And anytime I want to feel like pissing somebody off, I just get a hold of Mr. Liquid Bread and tell them that Notre Dame sucks or something like that. And
right on. It's because of that hangout that I, you know, got introduced to a beer that I haven't had yet and I really want. It's made by Twisted Pine Brewing Company in Boulder, Colorado, and it's called Ghost Face Killa. That motherfucker got
hot peppers
in it, but more than just that. It's got, like, I forget the list because that's not the one we're doing tonight, but I know it does have the ghost peppers in it, the ghost chilies, which makes it, you know, way far and above and beyond any other chili beer. However, with that said, Spoon, I found its second cousin.
Its second cousin.
Made by the same brewery, Twisted Pine Brewing Company's Billy's Chilies. Yeah, I found this one at Beer 30, actually, so thanks to them again for this one.
This is the stuff he's talking about, that right here.
Billy's Chilies.
Because
their Timberline series. Yeah, he doesn't like the hot stuff. This has Anaheim peppers, Fresno peppers, Serrano, jalapeno, and habanero. Yeah.
I'm going to want to throw my glass out by the time I'm done with this, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm excited and a little terrified as well.
Okay, so you haven't actually had this one yet.
No. I bought two of these and saved them for us. Their chili beer is made with 5 different kinds of fresh chili peppers. Rich pepper aroma greets you with when the bottle is opened. Well, no shit. Followed by its satisfying beer taste and subtle spiciness. Yeah, we'll be the judge of that. I think, Spoon, don't go into this beer afraid of it because you might, you know, pick out the heat more than the other flavors. Go into it with an open mind, man.
Oh, I'm going to it with an open mind. I usually do with my beers. I'm just, I like to hype it up like that. Like,
by the way, in Florida, this is $2.61 a bottle. If this was sold in PA, probably about fucking $12, $13.
Well, if you're at one for the road.
Markup.
I like jabbing at them.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to open this motherfucker. And this is a session beer, too, which, you know, I would highly expect with a beer that's supposed to be this damn hot. But, I mean, they, Twisted Pine, I mean, their website, dude, is very basic, and it kind of reminds me of Matt's voodoo website back in the day. It's twistedpinebrewing.com. It's not much there. It's kind of like a WordPress blog gone bad.
Okay. That's pretty bad.
Yeah. But, you know, they're in it for the beer. They're not web designers, so I'll give them a little credit there. But, you know, they're pretty much they're driven by experimentation in brewing and strong community involvement. Recognizing it's our loyal customers that allow us to pursue our passion in beer, we strive to give back as much and often as possible.
It's probably because they're killing off all their fans with the spear.
You know, the Ghostface Killer. I'm going to crack open my Billy's Chilies, man. And by the way, it's a twist off. Holy shit, I smell pepper.
Really?
Just opening that. Yeah, it's a twist off.
Here we go. Is it a twist off?
Wow. For anybody that likes chili peppers, it smells amazingly delicious. But it doesn't smell hot, dude. That just smells like pepper to me.
It smells stale.
Well, you're getting the capsaicin. Oh, dude, that smells amazingly delicious. I think this is going to be a sipper, though. Now I'm setting myself up, dude, because if I like this, I'm going to have to really hunt down that Ghostface Killer. Got to one-up it, you know? And again, this has Anaheim, Fresno, Serrano, Jalapeno, and Habanero. And I'm pouring mine into my Voodoo Brewery glass. Thanks, Matt.
Wow. If there is anyone who would like to sponsor our glassware, our shirts, or our bottle openers.
We'll pimp your shit on the show, man.
Send a message to webmaster@shouldidrinkthat.com.
It's what we like to do. We pimp.
Or even if it's swag, we pimp it so you don't have to.
Wow, that whole bottle fit in that lovely, lovely glass. Wow, that's a really pretty beer, too. Nice.
I'm pouring mine right now.
It's almost like a coppery, not so much copper, more of a golden color. Got some nice head to it.
Oh, it's definitely golden. I can see that. I'm pouring this very slow.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's a beautiful, beautiful looking beer, man.
Man. I don't know about this.
Here comes the pain.
Here comes the pain train. Woo woo.
Speaking of the pain train, I'm all negative and shit, but we'll see.
Speaking of the pain train, I wonder what the beer god is up to these days that we always see at the beer fest. I wonder if he would drink this.
I know he would. What, just the aroma, dude? You're not happy?
No.
Is that what you're saying? I love that aroma because all I can smell is just fucking. I grow my own peppers. What I love is going out when I pick them. Is that smell of all them peppers all in a big pile. It's amazing. That spoon's choking. I take it you drank some? Oh, it smells so good. And this isn't like your normal, like, this isn't like back in the day that, you know, they still brew it, but it's that Cave Creek chili beer. That's a gimmicky chili beer. This is much different.
This
is a well-crafted chili beer style. Although not a popular style.
Compared to Cave Creek chili beer, this is a lot better than Cave Creek. I'll give them that.
Oh, my God. That's nice, man. Yeah, I don't get much heat out of that, actually. I mean, don't get me wrong. The heat's there, and I love heat. So me saying there's not much heat, everyone else is probably going to disagree with me.
Doesn't really like spicy hot foods like that.
Right. You think it's overpowering? No. I don't. Good.
No, it's definitely not. This is definitely very well balanced.
Definitely get the the pepper flavor
out of
it.
I wasn't expecting that much pepper when I tried it, but it's not overpowering.
No, no. I mean, there's a little bit of a sting to it, but it's not like linger in your mouth burning sting at all. And that pepper flavor with those five peppers in it, dude, that's really well done. Oh, you're choking. Why are you choking?
It's burning a little. This literally tastes like
burning.
Yes, this tastes like burning. Oh.
I mean, you can feel the heat, man. And, dude, if you just set this in front of somebody without telling them it was a pepper beer, they would probably punch you in the thorax.
Because this would be my stunt beer to see if somebody would drink it. Because I would say, hey, can you watch my beer for me? I got to go to the bathroom for a minute.
I mean, the nose on this is pure chili pepper hot, man.
I respect what they do with being able to make that.
Wow.
Not something I could drink a lot of, though.
No. I mean, like I said, if it's anything like, you know, through the digestive system like the Cave Creek Chili Beer was, you don't want to drink more than three or four of these in a row because you'll be running a garden hose on your ass in the morning.
It burns. Soon anyway, so.
But yeah, dude, I figured we could probably save this one for the last beer of the evening.
Good choice.
Because it would have killed all the other ones. But, yeah, dude, it's a really well-made pepper beer. And if you haven't really, I mean, if you like hot things and haven't really, you know, gone the pepper beer route, I would not go with the Cave Creek Chili Beer. That's just a gimmicky shit beer.
Oh, it's even worse when you burp it back up.
Yeah, don't burp it back up. But I do recommend if you can get a hold of the Billy's Chilies, man, out of Colorado. I'm not sure where their distribution is because, like I said, their website's pretty limited. I got it in Florida. They're out of Colorado, so that should tell you something. They are in 3201 Walnut Street, Boulder, Colorado. And it looks like they have an ale house. And like I said, their website's pretty limited. They got a bunch of videos up.
Pueblo, Colorado?
No, not Pueblo. They have a history carrying our brews. Here we go. It's kind of hard to find stuff on their site. It's all at the bottom. Colorado, Texas, Louisiana, Missouri, Nebraska, and Florida. So there you go. Yeah, for a pepper beer, dude, I love it. I think it's great. Would I drink a lot of these? No, one's enough. It's not overpoweringly hot at all, but you do get that pepper, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
a little bit of pepper burn and a lot of that pepper flavor. I mean, it's heavy on the pepper flavor.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely getting that, but it's like, I don't know. I am speechless. As a pepper beer, it's a good pepper beer. I'll give it all right, so being objective.
I'm surprised to hear you say that.
Which I should be. All right, so
I'm happy.
As a pepper beer, it's very good. It's don't take this as the bad way of it's a good representation of the style.
Right.
Because it's actually pretty spot on for how I want a pepper beer to taste.
And I do want to say, dude, and I kind of want to interrupt you right there because I just realized something, and I want to see if you pick this out, which I doubt. But I'm going to throw it out there anyway. This is a wheat beer.
I would never. No, because the
it's an unfiltered wheat.
The pepper's too much for me to
figure out. Exactly.
You could tell me it's any. Well, it's not like a pale ale hopped up or anything like that because you would have. I think that would have made this disgusting.
I mean, like I said, you can't tell the base malts at all because of the pepper flavor and the heat. I mean, I'm not. Neither of us were really choking on the heat. You did it first because I think it was just unexpected. But overall, it's a great pepper beer.
Now, speaking as someone who has acid reflux.
I used to until I quit smoking.
I hate you. I hate you. And I hate you.
I no longer have the reflux or the heartburn since I quit smoking.
Oh,
still only electronic cigarettes every now and then, but all right, dude. What do you think? Let's recap.
Honestly, I can't even finish this.
No? Oh, no. God. See, do chug it.
It's burning my stomach lining too chug much it. Right now. I can. Oh, fuck. Really?
Chug it.
Hold on. You do your wrap up so I can get ready here.
Don't
to
waste
this.
That $2.61 beer. You know what we do here, man. Nothing's drain worthy.
I know.
Do it.
I know. You're making me cry inside.
Well, he's getting ready for that. I'm going to recap. Holy mackerel. Mac in Black, Imperial Black Ale.
Awesome beer.
Yes, amazing. Beer fermented with pomegranate juice. Really, really good beer. It's Imperial, so it's going to be 8%. Definitely a sipper. It's one to enjoy. It'll warm you up. Good winter seasonal. And then, back to the People's Pale Ale. It's a pale ale. It's got a little extra punch to it. I mean, nothing. I don't think punch is the wrong description. It's just got a little extra to it. A little hoppier than normal for a pale ale, in my opinion. But a damn fine beer. Come on, chug it. It's a small snifter glass you have there. Suck it up, buttercup.
And then my PCP will be calling you in the morning. Because you know what? I've been working out and walking every day and like getting healthy and shit.
Yeah, me too.
You wouldn't notice it with this thing here, but
I'm wearing my Fitbit right now.
You know what? If I die tonight, he's going to
spoon
call
stalling.
You. I am. Chili beer.
Well, he's going to do it. Attaboy.
It's what's for breakfast.
Cheers, brother.
If you're in Mexico.
Chili beer. See, now I only got two of these. I wish I would have bought more now, damn it. I might have to have Beer 30 send me up some. Holy crap, you did chug it. Holy shit. How's that feel? I'm glad we're doing video now. That's fucking hilarious. Dude, you look like a baby having a seizure. That was well worth the coaching.
Oh, my God. I might throw that up.
Yeah, that's heavy, dude. I'm proud of you for that, actually.
Front door, did I do that? Oh, my God, that's so gross.
But honestly, if you like that pepper flavor, that's the shit, man. It's a great beer.
I don't like that.
Yeah, well, you chugged it, dude. That was crazy. Good man. Glad I can talk you into that. Burp on the chili beer. Oh. All right, so where was I? Intuition I-10 West Coast IPA. Great citrusy, resiny IPA. Well worth it if you can get it. And well worth a trip to go to Intuition and Bold City as well. And now we're down to the Billy's Chilies, man. What's your review, final word on the Billy's Chilies after you chugged it? Oh, my God.
It's not one of the smarter things I've done in my life.
Yeah, that was pretty dumb. Like,
but it's also not one of the dumbest things either.
Why the hell did you listen to me?
Because it is true. Nothing is ever drain worthy.
That's
my
right,
throat
brother.
Is on fire right now.
Yeah, in volume, I could see how that would burn a little bit more than usual.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Oh, that was fun. I like to see Spoon in pain.
For shit, I drank that.com.
Oh, look, now he's ending the show.
This is the most reverent.
It's the most burning, Father Spoon.
This is the most reverent, Father Spoon.
This has been Sick Puppy.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it. So wait, rewind. Even if it's hot.
Even if it's hot, nasty-ass Billy's Chili's hot-ass beer that's giving me a burning ring of fire in the morning.
We drink it so you don't have to. I love it. If you're a hot pepper fan, I think you'll dig it. It's not a gimmicky hot beer, so definitely check it out and find it. And, again, Holy Mackerel, great. Check them out. Intuition, definitely check them out. Old City, check them out.
Billy's Chili's.
Florida beers.
Isn't that bad. It's,
well, except for Billy's Chili's. That's Colorado, but I bought it in Florida, yeah. So it counts. All right, man. We out.
I think I'm going to go take a nap.
You might want to, get some scope first or something to get that hot pepper
taste.
Dear
God,
no.
Do you know what's going to happen if I put mint?
I was trying to egg you on to do that. But,
you know what? I'm better off smoking a menthol cigarette.
Oh, I'd love to see Spoon in Pain. We out.
All right, we're out of here.
Bitches!
Bitches!
Eat a pepper.